Hello, everybody. It's another week, another episode of Digital High from Entertainment Fuse. I am Aaron, the Spicy Ginger. With me always is Vince.
Hello. You're
And
the sleepy ginger.
I kind of am, but I've got venom by me. I've almost downed the entire can, so I'm feeling a little wired. And then there's
That's a
Mark.
bad name.
What, venom?
Like, who wants to drink venom? Yeah,
I
who
do.
wants to
You
drink
can
venom?
drink venom. It
It's
won't
like,
hurt you.
you should call it piss.
What?
Like, who wants to drink venom? Like,
Call
who?
it what? Piss?
It's like calling it piss or shit or diarrhea.
How?
It's
How
venom. It kills
how is
you.
venom the equivalent of piss or shit?
Well, I'd
I
rather
mean,
drink piss than venom.
why?
If you
You
have
don't know if
an
venom could taste.
EpiPen
Marquise,
nearby.
do you think venom might taste kind of, like put a little bit of something, like maybe a little squeeze of lemon or something?
Well, I'm saying if it was real venom.
Never know. It
I
might.
don't know.
Like, if you have like an EpiPen nearby, then I say go for it. But like, if you don't, I find it to be a terrible idea. I think it might work out just fine. Could be a nice, could be kind of tangy. Maybe a little
Well,
spicy.
we just found out that Marquise used to be EMT.
There you go.
So you're like Dr. House. So is there a big, I don't know, maybe these are the same things, or EMT and a paramedic? Is that the same thing? Or is it
They're
a little.
actually they're basically the same thing, except for a paramedic can actually administer meds or drugs intravenously, and a EMT cannot. We can do things orally, but not nothing no needles come from an EMT. So we're kind of like the intermediary, I guess you could say. But it's an interesting job. You see the exact same things a paramedic does. You pretty much do the exact same things, if not more. But a paramedic gets paid a hell of a lot more than you do. So it's kind of like where the line of demarcation is for all those things. Yeah, money is basically the great divide between a paramedic and an EMT. Like being able to push those drugs, it seems like pays people a lot more money in many different areas of walks of life, it sounds like. So yeah, if you can administer the dope,
Are they
like
cocky?
you
Are
can.
they just like, oh, you're just an EMT, I'm a paramedic? Or is there
Oh yeah,
class
that it's
divide?
like a oh yeah, it's like a 70-30 split because most paramedics, at least in California, are also firefighters. So it's kind of weird how the medical system works out here, but yeah, most of them are firefighters. So like if they're a paramedic and they're a firefighter, yeah, their shit to them smells like potpourri. So it's a very interesting divide. But I mean, at the end of the day, everyone, they do a great job and save lives, right? That's what it's about. So the little in-house turmoil doesn't really spill over to the patient care. Gosh, I sound like so fucking professional talking about this. Terrible. All this lingo from back in the days.
Dr. Marquise.
Dr. Marquise, gosh.
Dr. Johnson. That could be your like porn name.
Dr. Johnson.
Yeah.
I heard that your poor name is like should be like the month you're born and then like the last thing you ate.
I
I
thought
think
it
it's
was
your
your.
the name of your first pet and the
Yeah.
street name you lived on as a kid. Your first like this first street name you remember as a kid. So mine would be Rocket Tesoro. Yep. That's pretty pornish there.
Aaron,
Mine is extremely pornish. It's
I was saying, I bet you have a ridiculous one.
Moose Edson. Moose Edson.
Yep,
That sounds
Moose
like the
Edson.
last guy somebody would want to sleep with. Moose Edson. All
Wow.
right, Moose,
What's your.
coming in.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay, what's yours, Vince?
I would be Brownie Pembroke.
Oh, damn, that is racist.
It's
Of
so
course, it's
cute.
Brownie. Shit.
Yeah,
It's more like a cute name than race name, Brownie Pembroke. Come here,
this is.
Brownie. Yeah, he's into. He's being some very special category of porn for like those who need to maybe dominatrix. Yeah,
As long
like
as
it
it's not
sounds.
poop, I don't care. Yeah,
Oh, I wasn't even. I tried not to even think about that. Damn, you just ruined my day.
but speaking of medics, Marquise, we could have used your medic skills when Aaron and I were playing DayZ.
Oh God, were you
Do
guys
you have
getting
any
worked or what?
ex do you have any experience with DayZ, Marquise?
No, zero, zero. It's only on the PC, right?
Yeah. Oh
Yeah.
yeah, I forgot. You don't have a PC. Yeah,
It's not part of the master race.
it
No,
was
I'm
weird.
not.
I played the mod when it first got hot, what, a year ago, a year and a half ago, whenever. And Aaron kind of talked to me into getting the standalone. I just wanted something to play other than Smite, because this is a slow-ass year for video games. And Aaron, it took us, what, an hour to find each other in the game?
Oh, my God.
An hour?
At least. Yeah. It felt that way, because I had started, like, somewhere in the middle of the island or country or wherever the hell you're at, and you started, like... Oh, you weren't by the water. You started somewhere else.
I think I was just below you. So it's weird because there's no real like end game map or anything like that. Both I was lucky to find a compass early on. Aaron already had a compass, and so
you
basically
don't start off with it.
No. Dude. You start with anything besides a flashlight and a battery, and
not even like, that. You start with pants, shoes, and a shirt.
I had a flashlight.
You had a flashlight?
Yeah.
I had to find mine.
No, they had a flashlight and battery. Maybe that's a new thing.
It might have been the server, too. That's possible.
But, yeah, it's basically if Aaron and I was dropped in the middle of Russia and all we had was our cell phones to talk to each other, no GPS, and all we had was a compass. Like, it would be the same as that. We couldn't read any town signs or road signs because it's in Russian. We both had compass.
Why is it in Russian?
Because you're in Russia. Or you're some European, like Poland.
It's Russian.
It is Russia, right? Okay, it's Russia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at least Russian language.
Yeah. So basically, we were just like, okay, let's head east, because we know there is an ocean. So let's just head east. Then we both eventually saw the ocean, and then was like, okay, well, now we got to guess. Are you going to head north, I head south, or vice versa? And I don't know how we figured it out, but we did find each other. Because I basically just waited at the tallest building I saw in the game. Eventually, he got there. So after about an hour or so, we did find each other.
And I found a gun.
So, did you shoot Vince, like, immediately upon seeing him?
No. That was afterwards. I was tempted. I was actually tempted. I was like, hey, Vince. And I did. I didn't aim at him on purpose. I aimed next to him. I fired. It's like, did you just shoot at me? Like, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't find a gun until
yesterday.
Big city. Yeah.
We just started wandering.
It took us hours to find one. I had two guns. I was lucky to find a police station. I had two guns. I passed up the third one since I didn't have, you know, inventory for a pistol, a shotty, and a rifle. So I passed up the third gun. But before Aaron and I found each other, I kind of, I don't know, lagged off a roof and died. But luckily I spawned nearby. But my body disappeared by the time I can, like, collect my stuff again. So when Aaron found me, like, a few minutes later, I just had, like, shirt, pants, flashlight.
Oh, so, okay, so it's, like, permadeath?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. You die, you lose everything, unless you can find your corpse.
Wait, how are you guys able to find each other? Like, is there only one server right now?
No. It's just, like, one area, but there's multiple servers. So as long as you're on the same server, you can find each other. And there's, like, usually locations. Like, the water's located to the south or east. Which one is it, Vince?
Well, it just depends on where you are. Because isn't it on all three sides water?
I think so.
Oh, no. Can you guys host your own games? Like, or is it just one big-ass server with, like, thousands of players?
It's, like, dozens of servers. We just... Sure. Just, like, just going to the Chicago 5-3 blah, blah, blah server. And we just went in there and we both walked east for an hour.
sounds, like, terrible.
It kind of is. Like, DayZ
really
is terrible but fun, because, like, the whole permadeath is what drives you, like, because you're basically collecting food, trying to collect weapons, trying to collect, you know, a better backpack and stuff, and if you die, you lose everything. So it's almost like you are in, like, The Walking Dead, going house to house trying to survive, and him and I are trying to meet up and stuff. But the problem is the combat is awful.
That and feeding your fat ass is awful.
I don't know what my guy ate. I don't know. Maybe I was hungry for a long time and didn't notice it. But I ate, what, tuna, sardines, a can of bacon, and, like, two, three other things. And my guy was still starving. God.
It was such a pain, Mark. He's like, I'm hungry again. Like, I gave him, like, all my food. I'm like, I'm down to this. Like, I'm actually still starving. God damn it. Here, take it. I don't care.
Wait, why are you guys eating? Like, is it required in the
game?
Will you die?
You can starve to death. You can die of thirst. You can die of blood loss.
What?
If you have too little blood, like, your screen goes black and white. Like, you lose color.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you look like you're kind of seeing it, like, through the eyes of a dog almost.
Really? Okay, yeah. So are there zombies?
Yes.
Like, Okay, so
zombies is that the problem?
The point of the game, just survive as long as you can.
Pretty much. There isn't really an end game. I mean, it's still the standalone because, like, the mod, I think you can actually, like, build a base almost or, like, fortify an already kind of set up area. But, like, right now, it's just kind of like you just find stuff, meet up with other people, and make better stuff. It's kind of weird. It's like, it's basically, if you don't get the team, it's really boring. It's like finding a gun for me was like the coolest thing. It's like, oh my god, I finally have a gun.
This sounds painful.
It kind of is. That's why I've been trying to like get Vince to do 7 Days to Die. That one's at least a little more fun.
I mean, DayZ does have appeal though.
Yes, it does.
It's really just for me. It's just the combat event because it's really weird. It's like you're playing like whack-a-mole with a zombie, or like, basically walking in circles. You're trying for it to not lunge at you and slap you. Because, of course, in every zombie game, they slap you to death. They never actually bite you to death.
Through your chest and rip your heart out. Yeah.
Yeah. But basically, you walk in circles, try to hit it with a melee weapon if you don't have a gun. And it's just the most ridiculous, awful-looking thing ever. And it's other things. Like, you can't even, like, go into a building. You can't go into a house, close the door, and then, you know, you're safe. A zombie can get through a door. It'll phase through a door because the zombies have shitty collision detection. So it'll phase through it.
And you'll see him, like, go through the floor and shit like that. And it's not like if you have an axe, which is, like, the most powerful melee weapon in the game, it's not like the animation is you swinging it, but, like, the hit marker on it is almost like if you're stabbing with it.
Hmm.
It's just, I can see the appeal, but at the same time, like, you know, if you jump like or fall off from like, I don't know, 10, 15 feet, you're dead.
Yeah. Maybe less than that. Maybe like 6, 7 feet.
Yeah. It's pretty shitty. And there's not even a jump button. It's actually, or it's technically vault. So like actually like trying to step over like even a foot tall ledge can be problematic. It's like hitting V. Oh, it's not even space. It's like space actually is like the readier weapon, but it's like hit V. It's like, come on, just it's right there. I could step over it. Why do I, you know, just come on, just vault. No. Okay. Let's get it running. Just like, God damn it. Fucking work.
this doesn't sound fun at all.
It is fun. It's just,
you gotta make it fun for yourself.
Yeah.
And it needs a lot of like your, I'm sorry, Vince. I cut into you. But yeah, you're about to say it needs work.
Mm-hmm. And what Sony's doing, what H1Z1 looks like, it could maybe be what DayZ's trying to be. They're basically the same game. Like Sony Online Entertainment is making their own DayZ, basically. And that, I mean, graphically, both games look good. It's just DayZ gets wonky when you try to hit something, and sometimes when you go indoors. Like if you're outdoors running, it's perfectly fine, but interiors and the melee system are pretty bad. I can't speak about the gunplay because I did have those guns, but I didn't have any ammo for those guns, so I haven't shot in the game yet.
Yeah, see, I'm pulling it up right now on YouTube looking at the first video is getting kidnapped and tortured. Like, what?
Oh, like, yeah. I mean, because people are the bigger threat because the zombies, if you have an axe, you just kill them in one hit, you're done. Like, people they're bandits, they're just random people. Bandits are what rob you, and then there are people just who kill you and just to kill you.
Oh no,
are
there's worse than that, Vince. So you're forgetting, like, you can force a person to drink a bunch of water, make them vomit, but you can also force them to eat like hand sanitizer or something like that, and that will kill them, so you can feed them poison.
Isn't there gasoline too? Can you like make them drink
I
gasoline?
Know if not that, rotten fruit. If you eat enough rotten fruit, you'll die. So you can force feed a person. Now, I'm not kidding, Marquis. You actually handcuff them, their hands behind their back, and they can't do anything.
Do you have to submit to the handcuff? Or is
there is a surrender button, but then basically it's like what it comes down to is either you get shot and you risk losing everything, or you just play bitch. And it's like, well, he's got me. There's a chance he may let me go. He may take some ammo and like maybe some food, but at least I'll have some of my stuff. I may have at least like a gun and a melee weapon and some food and water, but you know, he may not take everything.
Okay, yeah, this is fucked up. Like this guy just like, I think he stabbed this guy in the dick and like just is watching him bleed out. Like, yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why he's tied up and like stealing all this shit. Like,
this is, yeah, it's an ongoing joke with about DayZ. It's actually like the human spirit. No, not,
the human condition, maybe. This shit,
yeah, human condition up. Simulator. The real humanity simulator kind of thing. It's like what people would do in that kind of situation, which is just like, oh yeah, we're all just a bunch of fucked up sons of bitches, ain't we?
Yeah. I mean, originally just smart gorillas. With a little bit less hair. For some people. Not you, Robin Williams.
That's what a terrible glimpse at humanity. Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm hoping they either update or Sony does it right with H1Z1. But I mean, other than that, it was, I didn't really play anything. So let's move on to news real quick, since certain people are sleepy and certain people are at work. Marquise.
Yeah, I'm really tired.
And I'm at work.
Yeah. A game I actually played. I tell you that, a game I played over the weekend. Evolve. I played that. I was in the alpha, which I can't, supposedly I can't speak about it publicly. I'm not sure what happened. They might send a hitman or something after me, I guess. But
I might slap you if you don't tell us what happened in it.
I'll tell you off air. But I mean, if you remember what I said during E3 about Evolve, I stand by all of that. And basically just repeating what I said at E3, I don't see how it is a $60 game. I don't see how it's, you know, going to be hours and hours of fun. Even if I had three friends to play it with, it just doesn't, I don't get the like replayability or the longevity there. And
well, it sounds like the game has like a certain construction to where games could last an hour or more, right? Like, I mean, depending on how the process goes, like how the monster evolves or how the teammates work together. Like,
no, there's a timer. It counts down.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Because if it was a timer, then the monster could just, like, hide forever. Very like, true. The monster could make it a three-hour game. So
what is it that you don't like? Or is there anything you do like about it?
Oh, I mean, I can't. I don't think. Aaron, you're more used to playing alphas and stuff. What can I say?
You can describe your feelings on it, but not basically the core of the actual game. So like if you feel that this needs work, and like you can say like the combat you didn't like, but you can't go into detail.
Okay. I like the combat. I like everything about it. It just doesn't feel like it feels like a fun $20 game.
It feels like a Left 4 Dead, but maybe better.
Yeah, it does. I can tell that these are Left 4 Dead guys. Imagine Left 4 Dead. And you can actually tell this from the gameplay, but imagine Left 4 Dead with specialized roles, and you're looking for the tank in a block city area. I mean, that's what Evolve is.
Versions of the tank.
Yeah, the tank starts off small, gets medium, then gets big, yeah. and you're one of the four people with a specialized skill. Like that's all Evolve is. At least unless there's some like 4v4 or some other mode that they're hiding. And the actual news story is got delayed from October to February 10th of next year.
Huge pushback there.
And really soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully there is something like that. To kind of keep on topic, but go off a little bit, the reason why I was originally really liking this game is because I forgot it's not this game, but the game it reminded me of, and I couldn't remember for the life of me. It's Giant Citizen Kabuto. It's very similar to this. If you guys look at like GOG.com, you'll find it. It's like for like $5, but you've got these guys. They have jetpacks. They use kind of like laser guns and stuff like that, very similar to what the Evolve Hunters use. Or what are they called again?
They're hunters.
They're called hunters. Okay, because I thought there's one class called a hunter. Or no, it's a tracker. Never mind. I apologize. Yeah. And then there's an actual giant guy called Kabuto, in which he actually gets bigger as he progresses through the game. You kind of like not level him up, but you increase his capacity for power, and he eventually goes through stages and becomes larger and more powerful. And you can actually control both. So.
Mm-hmm. And were either of you like looking forward to this game of maybe buying it or renting it, or were you just going to wait for reviews? Or
no, I think this was going to be something I bought and played. Like, I'm not, again, I'm definitely an advocate of like the single player experience, but this, it just sounded too interesting. Like, something that, like, it's one of those games you're just going to have to play, because I don't think, unless or until Aaron just talked about that other game, like, it's nothing that has probably been done before where, you know, one person gets to be the villain. Like, that's really fun.
Yeah. And from what I saw, that Fable Legends trailer or video, I think it was E3, maybe before it, I think they're doing something in an interesting way that's kind of similar, because they do have, you know, four players, four humans, and then you have the one villain. And I think that's more, it almost, in that way, it seemed more like a chess RTS, you're laying down enemies type way. And I think you have like a person that you're controlling too. So in a way, that kind of seems more interesting to me than what I've seen and played of Evolve.
It kind of gets down to almost saying, like, you know, fuck, marry, kill kind of thing. And it'd be like, there's no third choice. It's basically it'd be rent, buy kind of thing. And I would rent Evolve, but I think I would buy Fable Legends if I had to pick between those two like that. Because, I mean, Fable Legends, I think, is going to have more replayability, because there's probably going to be different monsters you can have as the one guy. I get a feeling it may be almost like a deck-building thing where you may be able to pick your monsters, possibly, or at the very least pick where the monsters of that level can be spawning at and stuff like that. Because I think it's going to have RPG elements, too, so then if it's got that, there's got to be RPG elements for both sides, both being the good guy heroes and then the bad guy one villain thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can Vince speak to any of that, Aaron? Like, can you say, Vince, like, if it's like each level has a specific monster that's constructed for that particular map, or like, is it totally random? Like, you can be any monster on any map.
Have the Goliath. I think they showed a video of the Kraken, which is the more Cthulhu looking dude.
Sure.
But in this, it was just Goliath. But I mean, just guessing, not from the alpha or anything, but just like guessing, I think you can choose the monster for any level.
That's what it sounded like. You're going to be able to pick which one, because if you can pick your hunter too, you know, if you want to be the, like, if you're the tracker, you're going to have to be the guy with the spike gun, or the girl with the alien dog thing. So it's kind of like, you know, do you prefer, okay, you're stuck as tracker, or you pick tracker, do you want to be the guy at the staple gun, or do you want to have the alien dog? You know, which one do you like more? Which is more your play style?
Yeah, and all four of those classes are useful and good. So, I mean, it's not, like I said, it's not really a problem with the gameplay, it's just a problem for me with the concept of just being, hey, here's a four versus one game, there's really no campaign. There's really, and that's all the multiplayer. Like, so it's kind of like, what's going on?
So if, like, but the one thing it sounded like to me, like, okay, let's say same game, but they turn it to, like, let's say $40 or $30. Would it be like a definite buy for you then?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. If it was like $30, $40 and I got at least, you know, one or two people to play with that I know, you know, be on it on a regular basis, then yeah, I would definitely buy. This isn't a game you want to do with randoms. And it's kind of the weird part of this generation, or just games in general lately, because I forgot what forum I was on, but a guy was asking, like, hey, I mainly played on 360 last gen, or maybe it was like mainly PS3 last gen. I don't know which one to get. My friends are on this system. I mean, looking at the games from this year and next year, you should just... It's not a huge difference between the PS4 and Xbox One, so you should really just go with the one your friends are on. Because, like, playing Destiny alone is going to make it even worse. Playing Evolve alone isn't going to be all that fun. You know, Fable Legends and pretty much all these different co-op games, it's just, you want to go where your friends are. I mean, would you want to play Destiny alone, Aaron? I know how much you love that game.
Do I really have to say? With Destiny, if I had the choice of either playing solo or with the team, I would definitely pick the team. I don't care if it's on PS1. I would pick that because that game is going to be the same, but with buddies, it's going to be more fun. But that's the same thing can be said of any game. You know, yeah. It doesn't matter how – I don't say bad. I'm not saying Destiny's bad. But I'm saying it doesn't matter what your personal thoughts on the game are, but just by playing with friends, that instantly makes it more fun because you can turn a bad game good with that addition in.
Hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree. And moving on to the next story – remember World of Warcraft, guys? Remember that thing that made a gazillion dollars a month?
Oh, the thing that stole any chance of Warcraft 4 from coming out. Okay, yeah.
Blizzard says in a span of 3 months, they lost nearly 1 million players.
Now, is that really that many? Because I feel like they've had like millions upon millions of users.
Actually, yeah, it is because they dropped about half from what their highest was at. Their high point was like 12 million. And then I think, what does it say in the article? Like they were 6.8 million or they are 6.8 million. So like a million at this point, they will feel that pinch. I mean, mm-hmm. That's a sixth of their income right there of at least World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Wow.
It basically went from 6.8 to just 6 million.
Yeah, that's a huge install base to fall off. That's crazy. Yeah. In 1 month.
Right. The way they kind of justify it, though, is like, well, basically, I'm paraphrasing, but it's like the game got old, so of course people dropped off, but as soon as new content comes in, the people will come back.
I don't agree with that at all. I think now, especially the PC crowd, the PC, Twitch, Twitter guys, but not necessarily males, are into MOBAs now. That's the new thing between, you know, even though I'm not into them, Dota and League of Legends and hopefully Smite, you know, that's what people are going towards. I think MMOs, besides a few that are trying a different things, like WildStar seems a bit more actiony and not so point and click and forget. I think MOBAs have pretty much taken over where MMOs were.
Mm. Yeah, that's where it's kind of like the new thing that's in. Before it was MMOs. I mean, MMO was, you know, giant immersive worlds, and there's one for superheroes, there's one for Warcraft, there's one for Final Fantasy, there's one for like different realms and dimensions and sci-fi and Star Wars, and it covered every. If it said MMO, you could pretty much put anything in there. I mean, they tried even Star Trek having that as an MMO.
Lord of Rings, that one, didn't it?
Yeah, that did. That did okay, I think, if I remember. It didn't do great. And Warhammer.
Conan.
Conan.
Has one right now.
Who thought that would be a good idea?
Like, actually, it wasn't that bad of a game.
But that's such an odd license.
True.
It's like doing a Mad Max like MMO. Like, what? It's like someone just closed their eyes and threw a dart at a poster.
Well, the way they kind of, and I'm not like backing it up or anything like that, but it's just in the world of, you know, Hyboria or whatever. So then you kind of think about it, you know, it's just man steel against steel kind of thing. You know, it's not being Conan. It's being, you know, in that world as it is. I mean, if you watch those movies, you may not like Conan per se, but if you actually pay attention to like the locales and the settings and all the religions like that, they're actually kind of interesting. So, and you toss in that combat, it was actually pretty good.
Hmm. And I remember when, I think it was WildStar, the one that came out like a month or so ago, and you were saying you had to either buy it with real money or get in-game currency and pay for it out. Like, when you tell me that seems so old school now. Like, all these MOBAs are free to play, and that's the big PC thing right now. So asking people, hey, give me $5, $10, $15 a month to play the game just seems like, it seems so 2004.
It kind of does.
You think that'll be like the last ditch effort? Like, they'll go free to play? Which sounds crazy for something, a Blizzard property. I mean, outside of Hearthstone, of course, which is the greatest, but like,
nice bite back like, in there.
I know. I'm such a, like, I should be a publicist for Hearthstone at this point, how much I talk about that shit. But do you think they'll go free to play, Aaron, like at some point?
Yeah, it's inevitable. I mean, here's the thing. World of Warcraft is just how many years old? Before World of Warcraft, it was EverQuest. And EverQuest is now doing pretty well.
Oh, EverQuest. My goodness. I forgot about
And EverQuest has gone free to play. And they're actually pretty good is what they did. I mean, if you're a fan of EverQuest, it's like, hey, just go play the actual EverQuest for free. You don't have to do in-game transactions if you don't want to. But that's the way I kind of think what a game should go with this. I mean, you look at Smite even. And I hate going back to it, but they just seem to know better business plans. And it's like, you don't want to toss in $50 at a game at once, but $5, $10, maybe a month or two. Yeah, that's fine. But you times that by a million or so. I mean, how much are you going to make a month there off that game?
Yeah. And what do we pay? $20, $30 for all present and all future gods?
Yeah.
That's a good deal when you're at that time. They probably had 40, and it's probably going to, by the time Smite is done, it's probably going to might double that or something crazy, depending on, you know, how long it lasts, how long it's relevant. Okay. So, I mean, just getting all that for $30 is a really good deal.
Yeah.
And that being optional, because it's not like it's Warframe where it says, here's our most boring character. You got to play as her or him. In Smite, they have a free rotation, and sometimes they put like some really good gods. None of the gods are crappy, unlike some free to play games that are give you that as the default character.
Right. Mm. But yeah, if I think I kind of like wormed around it, but Marquise, to answer, I think eventually it'll happen. It'll go free to play unless they figure out if they just completely change World of Warcraft. That or what is more inevitable to happen is they're going to see that going to happen, and they're going to work on World of Warcraft 2. I think that's a more than likely possibility. EverQuest did the same thing. They did EverQuest, and then they did EverQuest 2 because of games like City of Heroes and World of Warcraft, and what was the other one that was kind of taking a lot of the numbers away? Not Ultima Online. I can't remember what it is, but... they made EverQuest 2 to kind of get with the times, and I think Warcraft is going to do the same thing. They're even talking like new character models and animations in this expansion pack. It's like they know that they need to get with the times or kind of be in the old fogey of the MMOs. So
yeah, they need a new engine altogether, sure.
But do you think WoW 2 will be free to play, or you think it might be cheaper than it was before?
I think they would possibly do a Wildstar approach. I think that's what they may be doing. That's why they're kind of like, I wouldn't be too surprised if they do this as the last expansion pack, because I don't think this one has I think it does have a release date. But I don't see it as being like the next in five more expansion packs. I kind of see this in like this one and then maybe one or two more and that's it. And then look forward to World of Warcraft 2. And they may take a Wildstar approach to a business model for that. You know, it's still pay to play, but you're either paying with in-game currency or real life money.
Yeah, actually, now think about it. I think having it be free to play, then like pay for the costumes, and then maybe do a season pass for the expansion packs, and maybe like the whole like Eve WoWstar approach to like real money, like game money meaning something. I think that is a more interesting mix than how much is WoW? Or how much was it? Like 12, 15 a month or whatever?
I want to say it's 15 a month or 14 a month, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds about right, because I think it's like if you do every 3 months, every 6 months, it like technically goes down, you know, if you were to pay that much per month.
But I think more of a Call of Duty, even though I hate saying this, more of a Call of Duty Battlefield approach. But with is a better approach for this with the game being free initially, like paying $60 for five expansion packs or four expansion packs or whatever. It sounds more appealing when you don't have to pay for the actual game.
I could see that because, I mean, if you're talking a season pass and that guarantees you every expansion pack, I mean, World of Warcraft's got like what this will be like the sixth or seventh underneath its belt, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fifth one of World of Warcraft. Still, I mean, that's five expansion packs, and you know, each one. I'm not gonna knock each one because they added new races, new areas. They raised a level cap, more skills.
They added pandas, didn't they?
Yeah,
were they talking humanoid pandas?
They're talking humanoid pandas. Basically. But the weird thing about that was in Warcraft 3. That was not a new thing. I mean, hell, I remember when World of Warcraft was out, and I was playing like the first or second expansion pack came out. I'm like, when are you guys gonna do the fucking panda? You know, that thing was hilarious to play as. And it's like, okay, new races, panda brewmaster. For God's sakes, give us fucking panda brewmaster. Nope. Here, we're gonna give you werewolves. God damn it, give us a goddamn panda brewmaster. It's funnier than shit. Now it's like, okay, here's a pain. It's like too fucking late now.
I've never played WoW. I played Warcraft like way too much, and then obviously skipped WoW for all these years, and now I'm playing Hearthstone. But like, is the way WoW is constructed, is it similar to Destiny, where like basically the open world part is just basically a big ass lobby, and then your team then goes into a dungeon or
no. It's more like an actual open world. There are instances in which basically you can queue up to be put into a group, or if you already have a group assembled, you guys can just go in. Because then if you go down that dungeon or cave or wherever the fuck it is, it'll just be your group. But if you're outside, everyone's free to interact with everyone else. So it's kind of like that, but not in the way, because Destiny handles it differently. Because it seemed like to me, with Destiny, it's like it wasn't true open world. It's like, yeah, you couldn't, like, if you stayed around a certain person, yeah, but it seemed like at most you'd see maybe 5 or 6 people at a time. You wouldn't see 20 or 30 in an area. So it almost seemed like the entire map, the open world map, was kind of instant.
Yeah, that's cool. So like anyone can crash your raid. Like if they were just jumped in onto the server, they could just crash your raid or start attacking you while you were fighting a big ass boss.
No, if you were in an instant area or an instance, I should say, that was private to you and your group or raid group.
Can it be public though? Like,
no,
I don't think any MMO mixes up PvE and PvP at the same time.
There's one I think that they're doing. It's like PvP or PvEP or something like that. No, PvEVP. That's what it's being called.
So then it would be like DayZ at that point. You could be like, okay, I got to attack the zombies and I might get handcuffed and raped or something.
EverQuest
so
you gotta... did that already. It's a pain in the ass. I'm like, all it's going to come down to is you get some assholes that are like a really high level. They go to a noob area and then they just wait for the noobs to like leave the safe zone and then kill you on instant. It's like, oh, you're getting out the gate? Dead. It's like, great, so I can't fucking play the game. Awesome. This is just really fun. Very well balanced. Thanks, guys.
Humans are terrible sometimes.
Yeah.
God, even virtually. It's the worst.
And I'm sticking with Blizzard. They also, on this side, they gave some good news, at least for them, that their PC release of Diablo 3 sold over. And I want to make you guys guess, but have both of you seen the actual number already? Marquis, did you see the actual number?
No, I didn't.
All right, give a guess. It's in the millions, obviously.
Millions. 3?
Well, you think Diablo 3 has sold 3 million copies so far?
I mean, I'm thinking, let's see,
It came out in 2012.
Console and
it's not out on PC. Console. Well, yeah, I think it came out on PS3. Did it? Okay.
This is the PC. I think these are PC sales, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. They're only referring to the PC version.
Okay, PC version. Well, you know, I'm not actually up that. I'm going to say 5 million. I mean, it's Diablo, right? Like 5 million
copies? It sold 20 million copies.
Damn.
Yeah, it's Diablo, dude. I mean, this is Diablo 2 was 14 years ago, 15, 16, something like that. Damn. I remember it was something like 12 or 13 years when Diablo 3 came out.
Yeah, but so Blizzard is very rich. I actually want to see a chart of like how much revenue each like developer makes. I'm pretty sure like Rockstar and Blizzard would be at the top.
Let's just pontificate then. I think it'd probably go Valve first and then Blizzard.
Well, off games, Valve is making money off Steam.
So just purely on game sales, and that's a little harder to gauge. But I mean, you're probably right. Like Blizzard has a lot of recurring revenue coming in, you know. So I don't know how much like that part makes up. Like, you know, WoW, yeah, you buy a copy of WoW, but it's that monthly recurring fee, right?
Yeah.
That kills it for them. So.
Yeah. And same sad with, part same with is. Diablo, right? The sad part is this is hearsay. This is just what I heard from knowing people in the industry when I was in L.A. And Blizzard is in, the O.C. area. I forget where they are exactly. But they were 30 minutes south or whatever. But, you know, just hearing how they're just very contract heavy, very temp heavy, very you won't be full time. You can help us with this project and get out, which isn't, you know, anything crazy for the industry in general. But it's hearing how much money they make and how they supposedly treat certain employees is kind of crappy.
Really? The bigger the company gets, the worse, like, everyone is felt underneath. Like, it's just, that's the way it seems. Again, another theme of this show, the crappy human being process. You're bringing me down right now, Vince.
You're bumming us, dude.
Well, our next story, I think, Marcus, you played this game, NBA 2K14. That was the best-selling sports game that Take-Two has ever had.
That's so disappointing, because the best sports game they ever created, literally they sold for $20, and which was, what, NFL 2K5? And, like, that same – oh, don't even get me started on that game. But, like, that's the best game they ever made. So it's very interesting. Like, people are just now understanding that they make the best sports games around. Yeah. Like, that's –
And you did like 2K14?
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine.
It looked great, though. Like, that was really – the first and kind of only next gen, or I guess current gen now, game I played when I was just like, wow, okay. And having people walk behind me that came over, they would sometimes like, hey, what's the score? Like, as if it's a real game. I was like, no, this is a video game. This isn't real. Because if you're like 10 feet away, that could be real.
No, no doubt. Like, and I think because it's a sports franchise, like, it doesn't get as heralded as other games, like, oh, Last of Us, like, one of the best looking games, you know, of all time. But, like, consistently, 2K, like, puts out, or Take Two, rather, like, puts out these incredible looking sports replications, like, so good. So good.
My only problem was the online. Like, I think it's crazy they didn't have, you know, 5-on-5, 10-player online.
They got to get that shit together.
That was the only bad bug for me. Because, like, I remember doing that in NBA Live. When was it? The one that had, like, Gilbert Arenas on the cover. And him being on the cover should tell you how long ago that was, since he's, what, shot himself and shot himself in the leg. Wasn't it him who shot himself in the leg?
He didn't shoot anyone. No, that was Plexico Burst.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What did he do? What did Arenas do?
He brandished a gun at a... in a locker room, I think, towards a teammate, just about covering some goofy bet. I don't know if he actually pointed it, but I think he just kind of flexed on him, just being, you know, a little too cute about it.
Then he got kicked out.
Basically, he got blackballed.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I'm not sad for him at all. Like, he made a hell of a lot of money.
He went to a club and shot himself in the leg.
Does it sound like a sport you want to play? People brandish guns and shoot themselves in the leg.
I'm sure worse stuff than that has happened. But yeah, I mean, that's the only thing. They made a great looking game. It plays, you know, really pretty well. There are times where certain people try to do a layup, and they might. If Harden tries to go up anywhere near the free throw line, he's going to make a layup, or he's going to dunk it or something. Like, just certain people doing certain things, 99% of the time, they're going to do it, even if you're doing good defense. So, I mean, stuff like that is a little annoying, but it did make a good, plain, and great-looking game. They just need to work on their multiplayer and their servers and stuff.
Yeah.
And Aaron, I don't think you didn't play 2K14 at all.
What?
Huh? You don't like basketball.
What? Oh, okay. All right. Sports. Yeah, sure. No. No, I've never played, I don't think, any of the NBA 2K whatever's, like, at all. I'm not kidding. I watch friends like, play that. I'm like, dude, why don't we just go outside course and play basketball, you know?
No, it's not the same thing.
Yeah,
why don't you just go to Russia and walk east?
I'm not going to go around trying to shoot zombies in Russia. I'm saying, you know, I'm not going to go hop into a go-kart and throw green shells at people. You know, I'm not going to wield a giant sword running around looking like, does anybody see any goblins I can kill? I need some XP. You know, but my God, how hard is it for me to go outside and play a basketball game? You know, not that hard.
Go hop in a cart right now and throw, like, turtles at people, turtle shells. Like, PETA would be on your ass, like, immediately. That'd be so awesome.
I'd be chucking bananas at them. Cops are chasing after you. Oh, no, banana.
Aaron, since you're our Twitch expert, I would like you to, you know, cover this next story. Like, what Google's already effing up, apparently.
It. I'm not kidding. I've actually, I was going to wait for later, but I've already found a replacement for Twitch. I think we're going to switch it over to Hitbox because I read that there's a lot of streamers going from Twitch to Hitbox. But here's the thing. They're changing a lot. First thing Twitch did is shut down Justin.tv, which is kind of fucked up because Justin.tv was first, and they like cut off the gaming side of their website and made Twitch. So then Twitch got bigger than Justin.tv, and then that got shut down. So all the videos, everything, Justin.tv is gone, I guess.
Damn.
That's weird, though. I wonder, did they not talk about that with Google beforehand? Like, it seemed like they would just say, okay, we, Justin TV, they own Twitch. You can buy Twitch from us for $1 billion, and we'll just keep being Justin TV. It's like that would have made more sense. If that guy or that company, you know, wants to keep doing that. Maybe he just saw the money and was like, okay, I'm going to a beach.
Well, is it still rumors, or I thought they already bought Twitch?
How does everybody go to a beach?
Who bought Twitch?
I thought Google bought Twitch now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, well, no, because they're like, well, fuck Justin.tv. Who knows? Is it more people know about Twitch or Justin.tv? I mean, you say Justin.tv, they're going to think like it's going to be like the Truman Show or something like that. You know, no one's going to know what that is. They're like, oh, it's a streaming service like Twitch. That's what everyone's going to say, like Twitch. Like,
yeah, they don't want to compete with themselves. Like, for what?
No, and they probably through Twitch they got the rights to Justin.tv. It's like, fuck it, you know, we're
shut it down.
But exactly. It means weird that they even bought Justin.tv since Justin.tv owned Twitch. I mean, to me, that's like GM selling Chevrolet.
Okay, I got
Ford,
you.
And then Ford saying, okay, GM, we're closing you down, but we're keeping Chevrolet.
I got you. Well, that's the whole thing is because if they got the rights to both, it's close. Like they're going to look at, okay, let's see, Twitch is going to be our moneymaker. Justin.tv is probably going to be more of a load on our servers and just going to be a waste of space. And what income we will make will be almost non-existent. It won't matter. We need to put more time and money and effort into Twitch. It's like we're just going to like take away everything that's Justin.tv and any actual hardware or any storage or anything like that's going to just be taken over by Twitch. Mm-hmm. So I don't
exactly
think –
like shit. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think it's just basically Twitch, like Justin.tv didn't just cease to be. It's like just Twitch took it over. It's like they're just like, okay, here's these two groups. All right, group A, you're gone because you're going to be absorbed by group B. So group B will be larger. So now Twitch just has more room.
Yeah, it's like if Chevy then sold way more than GM, it's like, well, why do we just have this GM name? Like at some point, like times change and all right, Chevy is now the new GM and we'll just retire that GM name.
Yeah, it'll get to the point. So what's GM? They're a car manufacturing company. Oh, like Chevy. Yeah. So then it'll get to the point Chevy is more of a name and just maybe a better selling company for whatever odd reason because of the name or their product or whatever. So it's like, yeah, we own both GM, and of course we own Chevy through that. So it's like, GM's gone. It's being absorbed by Chevy.
Mm-hmm. And what's the actual bad part? Like you said, no one really cares about Justin TV anymore. So what's the actual bad part that kind of pissed you off?
Not about that. That was just like one of the three things. But that didn't bug me out. The thing that really started to piss me off was first thing, they fucking did it. They actually made it that you cannot stream with copyright music now. If it's not happening right now, it's in the works. So now basically, here's the thing. As of right now, they will not affect your live stream if you have copyrighted music. I will be willing to bet now, though, that soon that will change. That they will figure out a way to affect live streams that have copyright material and just mute it. Because that's all that's happening. It's not shutting off that stream that's being saved. It's just muting it. And you can go and go through the whole thing like, hey, I've got the rights to this. Hey, it's my buddy's music or it's just in-game music or whatever and get that taken care of. But knowing Google, that's going to take fucking months. And I'll get to the reason why it's a moot point to try and dispute. But
isn't it going to be muted, though? It's not like YouTube where they delete it. It's going to be muted, right?
Well, the thing there's different. Like with mine, I've had a few of my videos. Certain songs are on the video, and they will mute that part of it, or they'll tell me to like just take it down, or you simply can't monetize it, or whatever. So it's either that section with that song is being played is muted, or you can put something over it to cover it up, so it's not like just silence, or you know, you can re-upload it with a new song or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. It sounds like the entire stream, that entire I guess video is just muted entirely.
From reading this article, it sounds like that 30-minute portion
just that
of
portion.
The video okay. is going to be muted.
All right. Well, that's it's still a thing. What did I say? You know, weeks back, if they would have left it alone, great, fine, whatever. But if they fuck it over like they did YouTube, it's like, you know what? That was the one thing that was brought up was a lot of streamers, they will have their own music playing because there's sometimes it's just dead air. So you have music playing in the background because maybe you're playing DayZ and just running through the wasteland. And unless you got six
getting
friends
kidnapped.
Like yakking away, there's going to be dead air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I was trying, like, you and me, Vince. So I was like, oh, what else can we talk about? Let's talk about Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, what else can we talk about? Let's talk about Square Enix. Oh, what else can we talk about? Let's talk about this. So it's just a bullshit thing. Does it need to be done? No. Why? Because it's been working fine. Just fucking leave it alone. It ain't broke. Don't fix it.
And what was the third change? You said they changed three things?
Yeah, the third thing is this is a really bullshit thing. It's just because of how it makes no sense to do this. You cannot indefinitely save any stream from now on. It stays on for 2 weeks or 60 days if you're a paid if you have a paid subscription, and then it's gone. They've taken it down. And I have a little, like, there may be a little loophole at that, and I strongly suggest any streamer to do this. And this is my personal opinion. It's nothing like that, so if anything happens, it's going to happen to me. I don't give a shit. If streamers are pissed off about that, simply before it's taken down, like day 13, 12, whatever, just pull it up and stream the thing again. I'm not kidding. Just have your screen capturing program going again and stream the same fucking stream. And protest Google that way. I'm not kidding.
Or go to Hitbox, apparently.
Or just fucking switch on to Hitbox. I'm saying if they're wanting to say, no, fuck you. You're fucking with my income right now because this is how I make money. I get it through people watching my stream. Obviously, a live stream is going to make more than a saved stream. But still, it's a bullshit thing that did not need to do. So it's like just before it's taken down, just restream it while you're watching it. And just to say fuck you, Google, because technically it's a new stream, you know.
So I've never been to Hitbox. Is it easier to find content on there? I think Twitch and YouTube always had the same problem of just the way web design works and the way the human mind works. People usually don't scroll too much past the home page or whatever main page they're looking at. So those sites are more designed at the popular getting more popular rather than actually discovering content. Is Hitbox better at that?
I think because I sent you guys a link right there. Hitbox is a little bit easier because the main page is just a shitload of different streams going on. So it's like with Twitch, you get like, I think it's five or six select channels and then a selection of games that gives you like even more channels. So it's like you have to go through categories right away. And granted, like I said, there's like I think it's five or six that pop up, but like one at a time, so you have to click on one and then see if that's something you want to watch. This one, I mean, the main page, it's like they have a little ad up top, and then it's just a bunch of different games. I can see Team Fortress 2. I see DayZ. I see League of Legends. I see a Legend of Zelda game. I see Minecraft. So it's a huge variety of games from the word go. I mean, you can see almost any kind of genre you want to watch. And if you want to just sit there, you can either go to, like, if you have an account, it's just very simple. It's following, browse, and search. You know, you go to browse, and then more comes up. You know, there's popular, which is basically what's on the front cover, but then there's games in general, and then it's just like how it is on Twitch, but it's a little bit more compact, so it's easier to find what you're looking for. The problem is it looks like Hitbox is in beta, because it says right there, upper left-hand corner, Hitbox beta, but this is a new thing that could definitely rival Twitch, which is why another reason I want to go possibly towards this. They're already offering things like, Let's Play Together Hitbox Partner Program. Benefit from exclusive features, grow and serve your community, monetize what you love, and do best your game. So you can do, get an income through Hitbox just the same as you could with Twitch. May not be as much, possibly. It could be just as, maybe it's equal. I don't know.
I mean, I like everything having competition. So I do. Hopefully, I'm not sure how pop. I'm not into this, you know, demographic or audience or anything too much as far as live streaming and watching gameplay on YouTube and stuff. So I'm not sure how big Hitbox is right now, but
they're actually easier. Sorry, kind of
easier.
Well, I was just checking out to see how the partner thing, and we can almost do it right now because here's the thing: it's actually kind of funny. Twitch, you have to have an average view, I believe, of 500 people. That's your average viewership. Not per stream, but just overall. And I don't think anything else other than that. This one, it's only 100 plus, and a regular streaming schedule of at least 3 times, if not more, per week. So, I mean, if we could get, as ourselves, as Entertainment Fuse, if we can get 100 people per, you know, that's our average, we could start making money through Hitbox. And it'd actually be easier that way, because getting 100 people average is a hell of a lot easier than 500.
Well, how much do they pay per view after the 100? Like,
it doesn't say, but it's always going to vary. You know, if you've only got 1,000 people, you're obviously not going to make as much as if you get 1,000,000 people. Sure. I mean, that's why PewDiePie, I hate fucking bringing him up, but that's why he makes a lot of money, because he gets millions of views on his YouTube channel.
From the videos I saw of him, and Aaron and I didn't discuss this. Like I said, I'm not into the YouTube audience. And I think we were talking on Skype through IM, and I sent him a video. I said, who is this idiot? Because I don't know who. I didn't even know how to pronounce his name. It was all spelled all weird. I didn't even know what that was. I said, who is this idiot? It might have been something harsher than that, but I don't want to repeat it. And Aaron's like, F you. Don't link me to that guy.
I fucking hit the roof. I do not condone PewDiePie at all. I don't understand how people can like that kind of stuff. Like, I understand, you know, I'm almost a hypocrite because I'll watch, like, Rooster Teeth, but I don't watch him as much as I used to. But that's just the thing.
But they don't just yell, though. They don't yell and, like, make baby noises and fart noises and all this other childish stuff, though, do they?
No, not most of the time. They'll do certain things that can be considered childish at times, but not to that extreme. I mean, I hate saying it, but it's, like, basically what the fuck happened to the generation kind of thing. They just, you know, make a fart noise, and apparently everyone who's younger than us goes, you know, they're laughing their fucking little heads off. You know, it makes me wonder if, like, the general IQ of the entire world, if not at least in the United States, dropped down 20 points.
And for our next topic, and it's kind of it's kind of a more political one.
Oh, God.
So, Aaron, I need you to calm down for this one, okay? Deep breaths. I'm just curious, what are you guys' thoughts on, like, Google and Facebook and these other companies that have, you know, these more mobile and, like, small games that are based on, like, the Gaza, Israel, you know, Palestine, you know, mess, for lack of a better word, that's going on right now? Because they're basically removing these games. Do you guys think they should, because they're in poor taste, or is that infringing on, you know, our rights? Is that censorship?
Our rights to be insensitive?
Well, our rights, yeah. We have a right to be insensitive. We have a right to be stupid.
I can't even defend that on any level. Like, I mean, I
will.
Did not know that this was going on. But, I mean, if it's being impartial, right? Like, if it's saying, like, we're not allowing games that are pro either side, to that implicitly talk about or display, like, one the other side of the conflict being injured or hurt, then whatever. Like, if it's impartial, then I don't really care.
This article from BBC lists two examples. I can name it. For Bomb Gaza, players controlled an Israeli jet that attacks missile firing Palestinians, that got removed. And Rocket Pride, players attempt to outmaneuver Israel's dome defense, and that's still on Google.
That's, like, interesting. But yeah, like, again, like, if it's impartial, like, I honestly don't care what the private companies choose to do, like, when it comes to this. I mean, I think this brings up a larger issue of, like, why do we represent real life conflicts in any games? Or, like, is it a good thing or a bad thing? Like, I don't really have an answer to it, But I mean, like, no one says this about Call of Duty's massive hits, where it's basically it's based around shooting brown people in any number of fashions and killing them. Like, no one.
They've been sued for that, though.
Who's been sued?
Call of Duty. Over stuff like that, they've been like told like, "Oh, we're banning your game, or we're not happy because of this and that." I'm not kidding.
Like a country, banned it from. Okay, yes. But I mean, like, I don't. Sure, go ahead.
Well, I was about to say, Tropical 5 is having something like that right now with what country is kind of being under military rule right now?
Oh, I saw that. That's who is it?
Canada.
Like, no. not Korea or Vietnam, but
fucking dumbass. Thailand. Yeah.
Hawaii.
Is it Thailand?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Thailand. Yeah, they're now under, there's a part of them that's under military rule, and Tropical 5, you actually can play as a military dictatorship, so they've kind of banned Tropical 5 from the country right now.
Yeah, see, I think but still, like, it's banned there, but no one here is bringing it up like, hey, we're infringing on their sensitivities. Like, why don't we stop? Like, no one ever says that, right?
But the thing is, taste and good taste is subjective. So,
no, sure. I'm not even
to me,
saying
unless
that
it's just something completely, unless you're like, you know, if you're in a, you're playing like a KKK game and you're going around in like, you know, the early 1900s. You know, trying to burn down black houses. You know, unless you're doing something insane like that.
Why is that more insane? Like, I'm sensitive to that, obviously. Obviously, you are too, because we're of the culture of the people. But like, I'm also like in tune with like, and I'm sure you guys are too. Like, there's some real shit going on in the Middle East right now. That like, those people have relatives that live here that play games just as much as anybody else. Like, I think the conversation should get expanded to like, why are do we use like real life conflicts in our games when this is like a medium for imagination and like the concepts of war and like class struggles and religious struggles can be perceived and explored in a more imaginative, fictional way than necessarily a realistic representation of people. You know what I mean? Like, how come? Like, but I think conversation needs to be had.
I'm reading this description of Bomb Gaza, which is okay. Maybe it should come with a different goddamn name. Jesus Christ!
Right off the bat. Like,
but it says you kill militants and then avoid civilian casualties. But Israel's theme music, quote unquote, theme music is being played their entire time. But I mean, at least in that, I'm guessing you are, you know, trying to avoid not killing, you know, citizens. It's not like
you're trying to avoid killing good Palestinians versus the bad ones.
Yeah. Right? I mean, there is no good and bad. I mean, there is good and bad. It's very gray, but
it's not gray. That's very plain to me.
No, I'm saying the real life situation, not the video.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
But I mean, to me, that isn't as bad as what it could be. If you just want to kill the people who are trying to kill you and not the civilians in this game, you know, it could be. That's not that, you know, offensive to me. I mean, Aaron, you're not saying much, surprisingly. What do you think?
Well, I'm actually going to be kind of. I actually think it's kind of wrong for people to kind of infringe on something like that. You know, here's the thing: the game, I don't agree with at all. But for them to be like forcing to take it down. If I can understand to take it down as far as being allowed in those countries, in those areas, you know, banning games in other countries for specific reasons, you know, obviously Nazis won't be seen in Germany. You won't see Wolfenstein have Nazis being sold in Germany. It'll be something else. Same thing like South Park. They had Nazis in the game, and that part got edited. If it's not edited out, it's banned. That is fine because that's something the country does, not something the game should be forced to do. I really don't agree with the game in which basically I don't agree with the game. I don't agree with any sort of political situation like that. It's kind of fucked up that they may be using it to their own gains to kind of like, hey, I'm siding with this group or that group, or I'm making light of the situation. That's not right. But if it was something that was just taken maybe out of in the right context, like maybe they're trying to use it in a different way, like maybe make a political statement out of it, then I'm still not going to agree with it. it shouldn't be made into a video game, should not be anything interactive, but they shouldn't be forced to take it down.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the right to make it. We bring up South Park. I think that in general is a good example, because how do we know some of these games aren't being satirical, or sarcasm, or yes. trying to, you know, not necessarily make it a joke, but being so outrageous that they're trying to make a point. They have in this article, they have pictures of Gaza assault. And it says in this, players control an Israeli drone and drops bombs on people in buildings from above. And in the picture is like crush terrorism and like big words and right. like almost like 1960s Batman type, you know, wording and
yeah,
text.
Propaganda,
so,
like,
so I mean, how do we know that developer wasn't thinking, okay, I'm doing this in a satirical South Park type of way to show them how idiotic this is? Maybe it was just completely pro-Israel, kill sure. everybody type person, or maybe he was being satirical and saying we're bombing people. Well, not we, but you know, humans are bombing other humans, right. and look at what we're doing.
Well, yeah, not it's that, engaged but... intentions for sure, because I think. As much as we don't want to legislate creativity or, you know, people speaking to larger points through like satirical means, like we have to remember too, these are like private corporations that represent a large constituency. So like if Google, for instance, says like, look, we employ people of all ilks here, and like we're not comfortable hosting this. We're not saying you can't create it, but host it on your own platform. Like I see where like it's a slippery slope, but I don't think it's the end of the world either. Like no one's saying you can't make it, just they don't want to host it because they just don't want to be in a position to have to answer questions of someone else's intentions, right?
Hmm. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Aaron, I'm shocked you didn't have more to say on that topic.
Well, no,
did I crush the whole Aaron? Thing is, did I crush him?
No, it's not that, but I mean the whole thing is, one, it's a political thing. Politics in itself is kind of a fucked up situation, but that's one thing I don't want to stay an idiot on these kind of situations, but at the same time, it's just nothing going to be but stress and just me going, why? You know, what do y'all gain in all these fights? You know, you just, it's, I'm not saying this is the exact equivalent, but to me, it's similar to like the Crusades. You're fighting over something that's not going to change anything between you two. It's like, you know what, just, to me, it's very similar to just how fucked up humans can be. And it seems like this is like a weird show because how it is. And it is.
The theme of this episode is humans are effed up.
Yeah, I think that I might just change that. That's going to be the title. Humans are effed up. But it kind of is.
Michael Jackson over it.
How are we like that? You know, you put that I don't believe in organized religion. I fucking hate that because it's like, I'm a Catholic. Well, I'm Jewish. I'm a Wiccan. Kill the witch! It's like, Jesus Christ, how the fuck did that happen? And it's just, it's really dumb things like that, which basically, there's no talking. It's just, you know what? Fucking shoot them. Take them out. And like I said, these games, they could be taken a satirical way, or they could be used as a political message. It's like, hey, this is their normal life almost. You know, this is not something made light of and not supposed to be normalized. But guess what? That area, yeah, that's been under conflict for fucking decades. That's been, if not under the rule of one person, it's been under the rule of another or been under combat. It's just sure, fucked sure. up over there. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not against organized religion, but I am against like organized stupidity and like killing everyone that you're supposed to be preaching to or discriminating against them does nothing for no one, for anyone. So like what good is talking to someone who's dead? Like nothing.
I mean, I'm also fine with religion, but I don't think it should affect political decisions. And I think
sure.
I think people, I'm not sure if people realize this, or maybe it's just me and my weird thinking, but the UK kind of started all of this. Because the UK should not have given away, you know, Palestine's land based on some prophecy in the Bible. So is that? I mean, that. I mean, even if you are Christian or Jewish and believe that, that's perfectly fine. I'm kind of Christian, whatever that means. But it's.
Yeah. I'm kind of Christian. You
I'm kind of Christian.
Kind of Christian. Kind of Satanist.
I'm
Christian
curious. So to speak. Right, so I mean, just making a political decision based off a prophecy in the Bible is just insane to me. So I think people would blame them. I don't think the UK gets enough blame for what they did, which was enforcing, you know, them moving out of what is now Israel, 100 years ago, whatever.
For sure. Yeah, but the UK definitely has slid out of, like, a lot of things. Like, they've had a great publicist to, like, rebrand everything about the UK that kind of started with all of the tyranny. Yeah.
They're like the fun liberal cousin, but really they're the one that started a lot of shit.
They started this gangster shit. Yeah.
But moving on to a lighter story, and this actually deals with the UK and Europe a little. There's going to be a $40 adapter that you plug into your Xbox One, and that is through a USB port. It's not through an HDMI port, and that would pick up like over the air channels in whatever country you're in. Right now, this is only in Europe, but if it was in America, it would be the free channels. It would be like the broadcast channels, like ABC, Fox, NBC, PBS, so on. But over there, I'm guessing, you know, depends on your country. BBC, I guess, if you're in the UK. So do you guys think this is a good idea? And you do get to pause it. You do get your, like, friends list. You can do picture-in-picture and everything else.
I think I don't care about it because, like, I was listening to you and, like, literally heard nothing you said.
So. I tuned it out, too, because here's the thing.
Well, you've been doing that for 50 episodes, Marky, so.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, I
touche.
How does this come into play when we have things like DirecTV and things? And I understand it's more that maybe more of an American thing or United States kind of thing, but
it's in Europe only.
Well, I'm just saying, like, DirecTV being like almost like the main way to watch like public television kind of thing. Like, you know, and now we're kind of getting to the point where it's more Netflix and Hulu, and, you know, I don't fully grasp what's going on because it's like I know it's the whole all-in-one entertainment system, which is fine, but it's like, don't you already have, like, by now, some sort of, like, either cable TV or satellite TV?
I think I kind of thought something similar, but when I read the comments, I saw some good examples. One guy said he dumped cable and just relies on Hulu and Netflix, but he does like sports, so now he can just spend $40, plug the adapter into his Xbox One, and he can watch, you know, NFL, NBA through that, and he can, like, pause it and do everything else.
Okay.
And who's it paid towards? Like, who is the streaming service coming from?
I mean, it's not coming from anybody. It's just,
it's
like
over the air.
Okay. Yeah, it's over the air.
It's just OTA. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you buy the box, and that's it.
It's just like if you had the, like, rabbit ears in the 90s. Yeah.
So they're pirating the signal, basically.
Isn't that pirating?
It's not pirating. It's just like it was back in the day, like he said, with rabbit ears. You don't have to have a subscription fee like you do with DirecTV or cable TV or anything like that. Or
but you
like
do,
Netflix.
Though.
No,
you don't. Not for the broadcast.
No. You just buy the box and that's it. Same thing, you buy, like, the rabbit ears way back in the day and that's it.
So there's no premium channels at all. Just
no, it's just like the, like,
broadcast free. So you really weren't listening. Marquise's,
like just, for us, it'd be like Fox and NBC and CBS. PBS. That would be, you'd have like a few channels and like,
gosh,
so you'd be able to watch like sports
movie
and news and weather and that'd be about it. You might get some like primetime television kind of stuff.
Hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, I wish, Vincent, you watched the Lego movie so I could just quote it and you could just understand how they're doing right now.
The Lego movie.
Lego.
Lego.
Oh, Lego. Okay.
The fuck wants to watch the Lego movie?
I don't know.
That
what
sounds
that
like
is
the worst movie ever.
The Lego movie doesn't sound super exciting either.
Go watch it. It actually exists.
Huh. But yeah, I mean, this isn't anything crazy, but I think it's not a bad idea. I think just, you know, $40, you can get what, 6-8 channels. It's not bad.
Right. All right, I think what's going to wrap up. To get a hold of us, the best way possible is Twitter directly. It's just at Digital High Show. There are no spaces, no dashes, no underscores, nothing. Just all one word, at Digital High Show. And, of course, Digital High is found at entertainmentfuse.com, and we always have a direct link to our iTunes page. And, yeah, that's about it. That's for this week. Stay tuned for next week's episode of Digital High, your source for entertainment, news, and discussion. Digital.